Money FM 89.3, best of prime time.
Career 360, hosted by Bernard Lim, only on Money FM 89.3.
Well, you're listening to Money FM 89.3. Well, tracking the rapid outbreak of the COVID-19 in real time is not the only thing we have technology to thank for. Well, Time magazine called the COVID-19 the world's largest work-from-home experiment. But one of the most unsettling factors for employees is the fast-changing impact of the virus, which is prompting daily changes in corporate directives. And this is in time to put the concept of a mobile workforce to the test. Well, we have the technology available. Now, how are we going to use it to its fullest potential? Well, we speak to Arlene Werritt, VP and Managing Director of Sage Asia, on the thoughts around leveraging technology as businesses put the concept of a mobile workforce to the test. Well, Arlene, is working from home as good as it sounds?
Hi, Bernard. Thanks for inviting me to the show. I think all of us would say that the flexibility that comes from working from home is great and the new norm. It affords us the opportunity to avoid time spent commuting, which can be plowed back into high productivity work. In addition, it means we can flex the hours we're working to accommodate personal or family commitments. So, for example, I might sit down at my computer every morning for a number of international video conferences, take a break for some exercise mid-morning, catch up on emails through the midday period, and then finish writing a project plan early afternoon in time to pick up the kids from school. So it can also help minimize distraction and help by getting through large pieces of work without interruption. But working well from home depends on an individual's own discipline and focus, but also on having mobile devices, remote access to systems, as well as online access to collaboration tools.
Mm-hmm. Well, Lee, you mentioned about all the kind of the good things about working from home. I mean, what are some of the drawbacks that employers and even workers face from being away from the office?
Well, I mentioned individual discipline. So one of the drawbacks can be not achieving the same level of productivity due to poor time management or distraction. This can sometimes be compounded by the lack of social contact, which can feel challenging for people, making them feel isolated or bored. So as well, if working from home becomes more predominant than working in the office, it can have a negative impact on team dynamics. I think some other considerations for employers is to think about the speed of connectivity and reliability of collaboration tools, but also security of data that they need to watch.
Mm-hmm. And of course, you mentioned about some tips on having an efficient and effective mobile workforce. I mean, what are some of these tips?
Well, I understand from the IWG Flexible Working Survey that around half of the participants in this survey in Singapore said their employees are working about 50% of the time during the week. For those kinds of businesses during this COVID-19 situation, work from home arrangements should be relatively easy to put into place. But for other businesses, there might be a few challenges. So my tips are, while working remotely, communicate openly and often. Communicate to your employees on what measures you have taken to keep them safe and healthy. Make sure your technology tools are not at risk of being quarantined. So test your online and remote access of your technology tools to make sure workers can continue to be efficient and leaders can continue to get insights to manage their business. Mm-hmm. Also, ensure visibility. And so one of the easiest things to do is turn on the video on any of the collaboration tools. It might feel a little awkward at first, but it's been proven to actually make a difference in how well people connect and collaborate with each other. And then finally, during this uncertain time, continually assess. Just as we are closely monitoring the situation ourselves every day, we're advising our customers to monitor and assess their businesses, particularly getting a real-time and forecast view of their P&L and cash flow, which is imperative more now than ever to ensure business continuity.
Mm-hmm. Well, employers also often have a bit of a sense of insecurity as well, especially when it comes to working remotely, when it comes to the set of challenges. So how then can HR kind of manage their staff?
Well, I think HR's role is to establish flexible workplace policies and make sure all of the employees and managers understand and know how to take advantage of the policies. But it's really managers who need to effectively manage their staff and ensure they have all of the necessary tools so that they can perform their job at home just as well as they do in the office. So I think one of the biggest challenges for managers is managing the tightrope between knowing what all of their team members are doing without micromanaging or stalking their employees. Mm-hmm. So I think good managers will find the right cadence with remote workers and ensure that they're both productive and supported.
So you need to be, as a manager, you need to be a bit of that flexible manager as well, as is trusting your staff to work on their own?
Trust them to work on their own. Find ways to check in with them and see what they're actually working on. But more importantly than that, just manage them for results rather than for tasks. Mm-hmm. So at Sage, we're often far more interested in sales results. Are we talking to our customers? Are we delivering what we said we would on time rather than just the tasks involved?
Well, we're speaking to Arlene Werritt, VP and Managing Director of Sage Asia here on Money FM 89.3. Well, Arlene, there was a study in 2015 from Stanford University in California which found that productivity among call center employees at a Chinese travel agency Ctrip went up by 13% when they worked from home due to fewer breaks and also more comfortable work environments. However, some employers worried the office exodus were kind of bring down productivity. Amir, do you think that this is an issue?
I think it's very individual and that people know themselves best. Some people, myself included, can literally get twice as much done at home than in the office, and at the same time clean the house, get a few loads of washing done, and make the dinner, all due to focus, lack of distraction, and lack of interruption. However, I know others really struggle to get the same level of productivity at home as they do in the office, because of the temptation of the refrigerator or mm-hmm. the TV. Mm-hmm. So for those where temptation or distraction hampers their productivity, they need how to improve their time management disciplines by structuring and actually blocking their diary for specific tasks, just like they would do in the office. Mm-hmm. But some other good practices are to have a specific area set aside in your home for work, clean, tidy, quiet, away from the normal household traffic. And some people I know actually dress for work to get themselves in the right mindset for online meetings, discussions, and negotiations. The best advice I can give is for managers to ask their employees, were you as productive today at home as you would have been in the office? And give themselves a score out of 100. So full productivity, just like they were in the office, 100%. Not so much 90% or super productive 110%.
Actually, that's very true. A friend of mine who started working from home because of this COVID-19 also told me that he had to kind of draw certain time schedules so that he could know that after breakfast, he goes to a certain part of the house where he just all by himself, he started his work, open up his emails and then log in and kind of replying to emails. And he knows when's a lunch break, he just takes a break. So it's a bit of a schedule day for him, despite the fact that he's working from home. I think that's very, very important as well.
Absolutely. That kind of discipline is what's going to lead to the kind of productivity that you'd achieve in the office, but at the same time, giving you that flexibility to meet some of your personal and family commitments, or in this COVID-19 situation, make sure that you're taking care of your health and safety.
Right. So obviously, you think that flexible working will continue to gain traction here in Singapore?
Absolutely, especially with the growth of collaboration tools. Even after COVID-19 situation, when things hopefully start to return to normal, I think we'll see many more employees wanting to work from home on a more regular basis. And I think companies will be more willing to accommodate, and managers will be more able to effectively manage the remote workers, having learned a few lessons from this working from home experiment.
Mm-hmm. So on a personal note, Arlene, I mean, obviously you sound like you're working from home at some parts of your schedule. How are you managing with this new workflow?
Well, frankly, the first few days after Chinese New Year and early February were a bit of a test as we came to understand the situation. However, our motto is keep calm, thrive on. And in fact, it has been relatively very smooth. We have a lot less people in the office, but we're still highly of talking to all of our team members and even finding ways to celebrate successes at morning tea time with individually wrapped treats. The key to success is communicating to staff the new ways of working and keeping them informed of changes that need to be made as we progress. So So our Sage Asia Business Continuity Task Force consists of myself, risk, HR, IT, communications, customer success, and we meet several times a week to appraise the situation and make any adjustments to our operations if necessary. At the end of the day, all of us are hoping to see the end of this COVID-19 outbreak soon and things returning to normal, but of course, continuing to offer flexibility to all of our employees.
Mm-hmm. Well, Arlene Werrett, VP and Managing Director of Sage Asia here on Money FM 89.3. Thank you very much for your time, Arlene.
Thanks so much, Bernard.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SPH Radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.